point, 7:30, but we'll call it 7:30. Welcome to the regular meeting of the Collinsville Historic District Commission, Tuesday, April 11th, Community Center, Room B. We have myself, Chairman Steve Willett, Eric, Don, and Kent here. Sylvia Cancela is not able to make it, nor is Maureen. So we do have a quorum, so we're going to conduct business. First item on the agenda is application 23-05, 40 to 42 High Street, installation of windows, 40 to 42 High Street LLC, applicant owner. And the applicant owner is here, Russell. Tell us anymore, I mean, I think you got a pretty complete application here.
The house is in pretty good shape. I'm gonna replace all the windows with, you know, a newer vinyl window. I'm matching the existing grids that are in there. They couldn't give me that detail from the window manufacturer, because they didn't have a cut sheet on it, but they're gonna match the grids that are there. They're gonna be between the glass grids so that nothing can break and fall out and not look appropriate.
Well, you say they're not, didn't you say they are going to be simulated divided lights?
Simulated divided lights.
With that grid is on the outside of the glass?
Correct, and on the inside. So that, when I've come to you guys before, you wanted it in both places so that if something broke off.
Not between the glass, but outside.
It's on both, yeah, it's on both.
But on the exterior face?
It's on the exterior and the interior and the in between the glass, it's on all three sides.
Oh.
Inside, outside, and in the middle.
Okay.
So that way, if something breaks, it still looks good. Appropriate.
And the exterior ones are not removable?
None of them are removable. They're glued on.
The public hearing is open. And any other questions?
These all look like 2x2, aren't they?
Yeah, they're 2x2s.
Although some of them facing High Street are like Craftsman's style.
They have, some facing High Street had like a, yes, there were. It had some weird grid, but they ordered. They came out, measured, ordered, and
so the match was
there.
Yeah,
that match was there.
Isn't the grid just a single bar?
It is. Yep.
Yeah, okay.
It was strange. It's a little strange.
You know, I went on their website today, and I saw that they have two profiles for the grid.
Mm-hmm.
One is flat.
Mm-hmm.
It's all more or less like tape. Another one they call Georgian that has a little profile to it.
Okay.
Is that the Georgian one?
I would like to say yes, but I don't know the answer to that. I will find out.
Because okay. I think that would be important, that it doesn't look like, you know, sometimes it's like tape applied to the outside.
Any other questions for the applicant? If not, I'll close the public hearing and open the application for discussion among the members. Anybody have any comments?
This is pure vinyl, not vinyl over wood, is that correct?
Correct.
Questions, I'll entertain a motion to accept the application as submitted. Is there a motion? And a second. And a second.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. All in favor? Aye.
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 Thank you, guys.
Okay.
Have
a thank you.
For
next item on the agenda is an advisory application, number 23-06. Town of Canton is the owner, and it's just for a bench. I mean, you know, this is, has everybody seen the narration and the, okay, there's no one here representing the owner tonight, so.
I just wasn't sure, so Board of Ed is in Four Market.
Yeah.
But where? Is it that back entrance
back.
By the market,
yeah.
By the farmer's market? So it's going to go in that area somewhere.
Somewhere. They didn't show
yeah.
a photograph of where, but.
Yeah.
You know,
and aren't any other benches back there presently, right? I'm just
so.
Wondering if there's a consistency issue, but I couldn't tell.
No, there's some plantings.
Uh huh. No other benches.
Their ballot box is still there. All right.
Warehouse on the angle.
But so I'll open the public hearing, if anyone here has any questions about. This is a, the Department of Education wants to honor the outgoing superintendent with a bench, with this, some kind of a dedication on it. And it's, it'll be made out of composite materials, it won't be wood, but it will be made by the local high schoolers in the shop.
That's cool.
Kind of a nice, nice touch.
Yes.
And if no one, any questions, as the public.
I was curious as to how it'll be anchored, that's all.
They didn't say.
Yeah, I know.
Sorry, I didn't hear what you said.
I'm wondering how it's being anchored to the ground.
Yeah. You know, I'm just gonna guess that these little feet here must have holes in them for.
For bolts.
Bolts or something, yeah.
I think that's all, it's all soil back there, isn't it?
Yeah.
They'd have to put some.
They'd have to put a concrete foundation or something, yeah.
All right, so this is advisory, so we really don't take any action.
Yeah, it's just a matter of whether we wanna endorse it or not, that's all we can really do.
All right.
I'll endorse the idea, I would like to know how it's gonna be anchored, but again, we don't approve or disapprove, so. I like the idea of the bench being made by the school kids, so I'll endorse this.
Okay.
I'll move to endorse.
Okay. Your second?
Second.
Endorsement and a second? And all in favor?
Aye.
Thank you very much. Okay. Glad to hear it. Next item is review and approval of the minutes from March 28th, 2023, special meeting. It was a special meeting mainly because the original date was canceled because of the weather, so we had to help, we held it 2 weeks later. I only have one comment on the minutes, and that was under new business, the first item, application 2302. There was a second sentence, there's actually a third sentence. They are simulated true divided light. I think true does not belong in there. I think those were simulated.
It's an oxymoron.
So delete true on that. Any other comments? I have no others. Do I hear a motion to approve the minutes as amended, as corrected?
So moved.
Okay. Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Minutes are approved as corrected. Next item is project updates, item 2A, High Street State Building. We're waiting for a map. I still haven't seen the map from Eversource. There's a map that has some right-of-ways indicated on it that may affect how we site the building. But we really can't finalize the siting until we get that map.
So is that from Eversource, or is that the town, from the town's hands?
That's, well, it shows Eversource's right-of-ways, and my understanding wasn't an Eversource map. When I met with a selectman a couple of weeks ago, they said that somebody at DPW has it, but I emailed them and haven't heard anything back. The only other thing that I think will happen is selectman talked about having some kind of a public meeting, possibly at the site during some light daylight hours, and either have a discussion there or walk up here to continue the discussion. But they haven't scheduled anything like that yet. So I don't think there's been no other news on the High Street. Unless you have anything, Don or Ken.
I just like to keep pushing it. I don't know how we can push to get that map.
And I haven't heard back, so I don't know if they don't have it or Eversource hasn't turned it over or what.
Yeah, because I brought the drawings I did, and here's the site plan.
Yeah, and I have no idea. idea.
It fits the regulations.
It's zoning regulations.
I can draw in the easement where it fits, fine.
I don't expect it's gonna be any problem, but I'm stuck. And I think that I'll remind him again about his idea to, that's Bob Bessel, his idea to have a public hearing or meeting, not really hearing. Just to bring the neighbors up to date what's going on. All right, yeah, I hope that does get moving quickly. Item 2B, which is other granite building, I can give you an update on that. Last Thursday, four representatives from SHPO were here to look not just at the granite building, but at the other buildings that are proposed to be demolished. And after going through the granite building, by the way, they were surprised at how good a shape that building is. They go, like I do, I see a lot of these old buildings that are partial collapse, they're in really bad shape. So it's not anywhere near as bad as it appears from the outside, especially with that hole.
Jim, who condemned the building? I heard it was condemned. By whom?
The fire marshal and the building official. Not really condemned, but they kind of gave an ultimatum to fix it or tear it down, get it done, you know, make it safe. So there have been a lot of discussions between the owners and town officials, and they're coming to terms with what's going to happen. So right now, the owners have engaged a demolition contractor. They have an agreement to do it. The process has started. They're doing testing for asbestos and other hazardous materials now. Starting with the sheds that are in front of the north side of the building are going to be torn down first, probably. And one of the reasons we're doing that right away is we have to get one of those sheds out of the way just to repair the opening in the north wall. So I'm in the process of, and this is another thing, you know, I'm under contract with the owners to provide assistance. And I'm in the process of putting up a bid package together for masonry contractors to come and fix that hole, close it up. So in order to do that work, one of those sheds has to come down just to make it accessible. So they're doing hazardous waste testing in those sheds now. But that's a long process, you know, trying to get the testing done, all the results back. It could be months just to reach that next step. So we may be months
testing
away.
So that they can demolish the building safely, not have to do a...
Well, they have to contain, if there have been hazardous sheds that have been contained, so that affects the way they do it.
Yeah.
They can't just tear it down. They might have to pick it apart and, you know, it gets a much more involved process.
And the sheds are the ones that are more or less attached to the granite building, but at grade?
Right. The metal buildings.
The metal, okay. Those.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm just thinking, you know, the master plan that the previous developer had done included demolition of those buildings anyway, right?
I think every plan that I'm aware of did.
Yeah, the metal ones, yeah.
And also they're starting, the owners are starting the whole wetlands process, getting that going. So things are in motion, you know, it's gonna happen. I'm not sure just when the sheds are gonna get torn down. But then after that, then the next process is taking down the buildings to the south of the granite building. There's one story section, or actually CR3, I don't know, do you remember when our landscape architects were in there?
Mm-hmm.
That little building is really a wreck on the inside. The roof has collapsed. But that is actually part of the original granite building.
Mm-hmm.
If you go around the back, the front side is brick, so it doesn't look like it belongs.
Mm-hmm.
The back side is stone, and the stone weaves into the main body of the granite building. number of months away from even beginning demolition on those main buildings.
And they have to do an assessment of those buildings as well?
I think they will have to, yeah. They seem more worried for some reason about the sheds for now. There's stuff stored in there, there's roofing material stored in there. But it's mostly clay tile and precast concrete.
Right.
Probably not gonna be a.
Yeah, but you never know historically what might have been stored in there at one time, you know?
Well, it's interesting, there's a roofing contractor used to store, used that for storage. Some of the tiles, I forgot the name, they can't probably, or John might remember, but they're actually tiles, you know, there's clay tiles and overlap. They were, when I worked on the building in Waterford, the mansion.
Leola or whatever the old.
They replaced the roof with all those tiles, and those are the exact ones that are still in that shed now.
Wow.
They probably have some salvage value.
Yeah.
All right, that's it for the.
So those south buildings are pretty much a lost cause, is why they're coming down.
One partial collapse.
Yeah.
Some of them are wood, some of them are steel. And nobody, as far as I know, no developer has had that building in their plans.
Right.
Difficult to reuse.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't really use it for residential. Any kind of an industrial use probably couldn't afford the rent you need to keep them up and in operation. All right, that's it for the Granite Building and the other buildings now. Next item is item 3, possible enforcement action, Two Dyer Avenue. Response received from the town attorney. The town attorney has advised us that we have the authority to proceed with legal action to start the process that could lead to fines, possible demolition of that, of what the owner calls a chicken loft. But he did finally show up at the last meeting after months of urging him. He said he would submit an application by this date, but he hasn't.
Oh, God.
No, but because even if he had submitted an application the next day after the last meeting, there would not have been enough time to post for a legal hearing, for a public hearing.
Mm-hmm.
So even if he had it, we wouldn't be able to act on it tonight. So my recommendation is to wait another 15 days or so in time for him to get the application in for May's meeting.
Right.
But if he doesn't get it in by the middle of 15 days before the next meeting, that we should take action.
The plan would be to contact the attorney and take action.
So I think what I'll do is I'll give him another letter, short letter, by certified mail.
Yeah.
This is what we intend to do. And we must receive the application in time to hear it at the next meeting. We start the action. So if you're all in agreement with that, I'd like to hear a motion to proceed.
I'm okay with that. I'll move on that.
Okay.
Can you also give him a blank application, another one?
I'd give him about 3 of them already.
Yeah, I know, but another one.
I'll
print it out and give it to you. Come on.
I'll give him the application with that letter.
You know, it's such a simple resolution in a way. This is it's too bad that he just will not comply.
I mean, they have to go to this next step.
Yeah.
He just didn't seem to get it.
Cooperate.
Yeah, that's what you told me. Yeah, he didn't get it.
All right, so all in favor?
Aye.
Motion passed. I will write a certified letter to the owner telling him of our proposed action if he doesn't appear before the next meeting, and we'll see what happens. All right, Item number four, discussion notice of property owners and real estate agents regarding historic district regulations. And I think Kent was working on that.
Yeah, I can report, yeah, no action on it since the last meeting. I've just been flat out on other things, but.
And one of the things that we talked about, or you brought up, was this idea of a brochure and flyer, which we all agreed was really a good idea, so.
Yeah, and I was thinking just the other day, you know, about what bullet points we'd want to include in that flyer that would be useful for homeowners and realtors in the district and a district map and all that. I just haven't really had the time to pull it together.
I get it. Me too.
Yeah.
Next item is remembering David Leff. Sylvia was working on that and had coordinated with Kathy Taylor with some ideas, but it never really got very far. Sylvia is not here tonight because she's so backed up with other work, which means that she's not really able to spend much time on this. I was hoping that we could do something before May 29th, which is the first anniversary of David's passing, but I don't think that's going to happen.
And the thing that Sylvia was working on was some sort of a scholarship, right?
That was one idea, and that would be maybe possible. I don't know if it's possible to do it in time, but the other idea was to have some displays here and there around the town. Kind of take the place of David's walking tours, you know, little information signs on buildings or on stands or something that talked about the history of the town. Mm. That's a lot of work.
I mean, it is putting that together. Yeah.
Sylvia and Kathy Taylor had actually started a project like that with David, you know, a couple of years ago, and they were gradually putting together some mock-ups of what they had in mind. It'd be nice to continue that project, but I don't think that's gonna happen in short order. Mm. Sylvia did say that she really can't do it alone. She'd like to stay involved, but I'm hoping that one or two others could help her out, jump in on this. And I was thinking Kent, Eric, Steve.
For a while.
Got limited numbers.
I'll leave you aside. But if, you know, one or more of you could help Sylvia out to get that moving along, it would be greatly appreciated.
I mean, I could reach out to her and see how I could be helpful. I had kind of, in my own mind, had a different tack of what would be appropriate.
Well, nothing's decided, so.
Yeah. I mean, I kind of loved the idea. You know, I remember at David's memorial down by the river, a piece of his poetry was read that said, to him, heaven was like, you know, a warm tavern and friendly faces and a cold beer or something like that. And I thought something near, you know, the old tavern right there by the bank, which was the tavern in question, would reflect the history, the towniness, and the poet in the man. And simple, you know, a piece of bronze, 8.5 by 11, poof, done. But I think that something more, well, and that in its way is enduring, but I think the notion of a repeating scholarship for students who are interested in local history seemed to be where it was going. So I will reach out to Sylvia and see if I can help.
Okay. Thanks, Kent.
Sure.
Next item is discussion new guardrails on Maple Avenue, the scenic road. I drafted a letter which I sent out today. I meant to get that out soon.
Yeah,
I read it. I did hear back from Sylvia. She was okay with it. She had a little insulation comment. But any comment on that?
No, I thought it was fine. It was spot on.
Yeah, I agree. And as you pointed out in the letter, that kind of box style rail is right across the street.
It's right there.
And so simple and invisible.
Why in the world did they do that? It's just.
Yeah.
Mind-boggling, but I.
Are you folks here for the guardrail issue?
Yeah, I mean, I was interested in the development, the high street update.
Okay, I'll read the letter then that I just distributed to the members here. Today's date, addressed to Robert Bessel, first selectman. Dear Bob, there have been objections from several Maple Avenue residents to the recent installation of the shiny steel guardrails on Maple Avenue between Allen Place and Thayer Road. This commission affirms and joins our neighbors in that objection. As a scenic road, the Connecticut Department of Transportation should have informed town officials of this project and provided the residents an opportunity to comment on it. Connecticut's scenic road regulations require a legal notice in the Hartford Current and a period of time for comment. We have learned from a DOT source that no legal notice was published, and also that visually acceptable guardrail alternatives were available for consideration. In fact, alternative box guardrails had already been installed in recent years on both sides of the road immediately adjacent to the new ones. The subject section of Maple Avenue is the beginning of the scenic road and is the northern gateway to the Collinsville Historic District. The visual impact of the new guardrails would go unnoticed on an interstate highway, but they're inappropriate for a rural road leading into an historic district. We understand the need to replace the original wooden posts and cables with a safer system, but we believe that the new guardrails actually encourage higher speeds and do not invoke the need for caution that the old posts and cables do. This commission objects to the new rails and requests that they be replaced by a system that is in keeping with the character of the scenic road and the Collinsville Historic District. That's it. Any comments?
That's excellent, Jim. My only comment is it's Thayer Avenue, not Thayer Road, but otherwise it's excellent.
Thank you. Thank you.
I have photographic evidence of the installation, if that is beneficial. I could send it to you.
Oh, I've got pictures too.
Okay, but I mean of the actual installation, like right across the street.
Yeah, well, yeah, go, yeah, why don't you?
I can email them to you.
Okay, Jim, good. Any other discussion about the guardrails?
No, having not made a public forum on this, and they're recognizing the fact that they should have because it's a historic road, are they obligated now to provide that form to the townspeople?
I mean, a form for comments?
Yeah. They were supposed to have a comment period by residents.
They never said, it doesn't say in the regulations that they have to hold a hearing.
So what does it say?
It said something like, Larry gave me the language, but I can't remember it. I don't have the hearing. But it was basically, they have to publish a legal notice to provide an opportunity for comments, something like that, but not a public hearing.
All right, so they don't identify the vehicle for the comments, so mm-hmm. You want to send emails or a letter or something, but it doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to have a meeting about it.
Mm-hmm. No, so I don't know where this is going to go. But apparently they're going to publish a ex post facto notice,
which will do nothing.
Fine print of the Hart.
Yeah.
I mean, are you folks scouring the Current for legal notices? You know, who's going to do that?
Yeah.
Who's ever going to see a legal notice? It may have already been published.
Yeah. But didn't they admit that they hadn't published anything, right?
They did verbally to Larry.
Yeah.
And Larry's been the whole traffic situation for decades. Mm. He's got all the history. One of the things that I was concerned about, I didn't put in this letter because we didn't talk about it at the last meeting. I'm concerned about the chevron signs that you see popping up all over the state. participate on ramps and almost any curve. And I told Larry about that and asked him to contact his source at DOT. And he got a little one-liner back saying that they have no plans to put Chevron signs on that curve, which is great. That would annoy me even more than the guardrail.
Mm-hmm.
They're so obnoxious.
Mm.
But I'd like to get that in some kind of a formal.
Yeah.
Right, yeah, promise too.
You know, the sycamore tree issue generated a lot of public interest and a lot of pushback.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering what we can do the same thing regarding the guardrails on Maple Avenue to get that kind of pushback. Now it's to the state as opposed to the town, which has probably a less of a chance of being successful. But
we need to get it on the front page of the Hartford Courant.
Yeah, it should be.
I agree. It seems to me that the responsible parties, the ones who really bring attention, it's the old CARE group. It's Jane Latus, you know, from Canton Cares, and she and others are the ones who really launched the effort to save the sycamores on Cherry Brook. And I wonder if we reached out to her and said, can you, through your CARE network, this is a town issue, raise awareness of it? If CARE can throw their influence behind it, that might be useful.
I can contact Jane.
Because they are good at raising public interest on it. I wouldn't have known about the sycamore if I hadn't gotten an email from Jane, group email from Jane.
I know. I mean, they were very active in stopping that gas station up on the, where the Chinese restaurant's going.
Yeah.
Do you guys have any ideas as to how to generate more interest?
Well, I mean, are we allowed to talk?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I think I was troubled by the fact that I tried to stop the work, and I said, we don't want this here.
Mm-hmm.
And they said that they received no such order, but I believe Jim had already made a few phone calls. But the foreman indicated that the state already paid for it. If the town doesn't want it, the town has to pay to get it removed. But that was the foreman talking just off
mm-hmm.
the bat.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was really, it just didn't seem right, and it
mm-hmm.
didn't sit right with me. So I would be happy to help amplify,
mm-hmm.
I sent Jim the photos that I have.
Okay.
But, social media is great for awareness, but when it's the state, I'm seeing now that it's really hard to work with the state.
Go figure.
Yeah.
That seems to be a common theme.
Mm-hmm.
The response that Larry forwarded to our city where they got back said that it was almost like, oops, we shouldn't have done this.
Right.
But so if it's an oops, then they should fix their
yeah.
oops
mm-hmm.
versus
mm-hmm.
the town hadn't.
Yeah.
I was kind of surprised they admitted it.
Yeah, I know. I was surprised by that too.
But you got a speed sign in front of your in front of your house now. Do you want to do that?
I know. Well, our committee advocated for that,
yeah.
but yeah.
it's not. It sometimes works, but they just continue to barrel
yeah.
on through,
mm-hmm.
which is why we're really advocating too for the no-through trucks, because as the letter I sent you, it's now that the ground is thawing, and there's the soil is so sandy over there. I mean, my house just shakes all day long.
Mm.
All day long I
mm-hmm.
can feel shaky in every room in my home.
Mm.
I always thought we should have more potholes. Okay. All right, so anyway.
Do we have an in or a contact at the Courant? Can we somehow raise awareness?
We could byline on that that sycamore article. I don't know. All right. So anyway.
I'm sorry, I just had one more comment. I know that Chief Arciero was aware of that project, so.
Who was aware?
Chief Arciero was aware of that project.
Yeah, I know, they had to be, yeah.
They were, because they posted something, and I think that might be where you, you attempt to get a little bit of assistance with the state, if possible. Because he might have approved it, Chief did, I don't know.
He might have been just notified just because they need the police there, that's all.
That's right, that may be the case, but he might have a some sort of contact with the state.
Yeah. Okay, one other thing, that, actually, this came up when the Shiplo was here, looking at the Collins Company. They, and I brought this up before, this is about updating the National Register listing. And one of the things that I asked Jenny Schofield about was, we're concerned that if we start to tamper with the boundaries, that we might actually lose the district.
Right.
Because if we have to go through the whole process of getting three-quarters approval, you know, maybe we don't get it. Don't worry about it. Once the district is here, it can't be dissolved, you know.
Okay.
So no matter what happens to the boundaries. And she did say that it's really been, it's been about 50 years since that National Register listing was written, which is a long time. They're really encouraging us to update the listing. Now there is, so I asked, well, what are our benefits? Do we really get any more benefits from that? Not really. But it's been so long, and there's been a lot of changes in town in 50 years. It really should be done. And there's grants available. We can get up to $20,000 non-matching. And if we need more than that, we'd have to match 50-50. But they, you know, because it's a fairly small district, we probably could get it done for about 20,000 or less. So I'm not looking for any action at this meeting, but I wanted to bring this probably up at the next meeting to talk about actually trying to pursue this and getting it done.
When I was reviewing the stuff last month, that the state of Connecticut's ordinance outlining historic districts, I mentioned that they have, you know, the subsections A through K on districts, and then they've almost replicated the entire set, the subsections P through Y for properties. And they're almost identical, other than the fact that the properties are an individual plot as opposed to a contiguous area. And it struck me, I wonder if you could, if a local district could add individual properties that are non-contiguous without touching the original property's boundaries.
I don't think so.
You can't just add properties.
I don't think
properties.
You can modify the district at all without going through the whole process. It's a shame because I mean, a lot of properties on fringes, and actually internally too, the gaps in the district.
Yeah. And who, I mean, doesn't Jenny Schofield herself write these kinds of applications? I mean, I suppose it would be a conflict of interest to hire her to write the application to expand the district.
No, they don't, I don't think that. I mean, they might, if you were trying to do it on your own or something, maybe they would help out, but I don't think they encourage that. But there's consultants that can do that.
Yeah, I think we would have to have a consultant because it's a lot of work. Yeah. And is the goal to make the local and national district contiguous? Would that?
Well, it could be a possibility.
A goal, yeah. And it maybe include any contiguous outliers that we feel should be included.
Yeah, and I was wondering if even on the other side of the river, which is already part of the national district,
right,
whether that could be brought into the local district.
Right.
But that's something that we can pursue if we get into it.
Yeah.
What's over on the other side?
The rest of request of Collins.
Yeah, but I mean, what kind of properties with buildings?
Well,
I don't really know much about that.
A lot of company owns over there.
Yeah.
Factory houses. New York Free Street.
Yeah.
A lot of the company owns up there. But that's changed, once you get up, if you go up to the end of Bridge Street and Dunn Avenue, there's a lot of changes up there. A lot of, I mean, so many new houses up there.
Yeah.
There used to be a ski slope.
Is that right?
Yeah. When I moved in, there was ski slope was active. They kept the whole side of the mountain cleared.
For my son, I was skiing.
Yeah.
Had a rope tow, and I understand that some girl got her hair caught in a rope tow once and got killed.
Yeah. And the old truck engines that ran the rope tows are still up there on the mountain.
Yeah.
Yeah, the bullies are there. Up in the trees.
Yeah. Okay, anybody have any other business to bring up?
Well, you sent that traffic study today too, traffic calming study, which was interesting.
Yeah.
There's a lot of information, a lot to absorb. I just hope, it seemed to me to, well, other than reducing speed limits, it seemed to emphasize the convenience of the automobile over the convenience of the pedestrian, like particularly where Don and I live. It looked like they're making a straightaway out of Maple Avenue, straight up Center Street, except for the pedestrians now. It was going to go down that very steep slope and connect over, which I don't know how that would really work from a handicapped accessibility issue, but it was interesting to see that there's effort been put into it. Because, as you had said, we've got to just, I mean, it's
we're looking at a roundabout idea.
I don't know where you put, I think we have room. What are they, at the intersection of Maple and River?
No.
River Road and
East Hill and down, what is that intersection?
Oh, the five corners here?
Yeah.
Oh, they have one there? I mean, I put one.
Oh, there.
Yeah. I also suggested one at the Lava Motors thing.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure who owns what.
Yeah, and right.
Apparently, the guy who bought that place claims to own the whole thing.
Lava?
Well, he was a vice selectman for a while.
Uh-huh.
Whatever that is called.
Yeah.
Steve Roberto owns.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
All right, if there's no other business to bring up, do you have any comments, Barbara?
I have one off the wall question. Does anybody know why Maple and Dowd have two different names and it's one street?
There's a curve there.
You know. And then there's Maple and Bridge and it's almost.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah. It's funny.
And I don't know who Dowd was.
Yeah.
Probably a naming matter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Any other questions?
He just, one of those off the wall thoughts just came to me. It's like, why are these two different names? So
I wonder if originally that intersection was more a right angle and that it got made into a curve at some point.
I suspected the roads were like this, and it just made one
up the curve.
Road,
right. Yeah.
And supposedly at that place you're talking about, the roundabout, there had been one there before.
Is that right? And they took it out?
Yeah, that's what former Chief Humphrey said when I was pushing roundabouts.
Hmm.
Yeah, report cited one that just got built in Glastonbury. I do a lot of work out there, and I don't think that was a very good roundabout, to be honest with you. I don't like it. I don't like it at all. I don't think it works. I don't think they provided enough room for the kinds of traffic that has to circle around that. It's just too tight of a circle. I'm very uncomfortable getting
in Hartford. They put one in it, one on Fern Street, one of the West End streets that crossed Fern, and it's gone.
Oh, yeah.
It was just took up too much. much space that would
And it takes a lot of space.
Nipping the corners of
Do it right, it needs a lot of room. And a Glastonbury just didn't have the room, they just squeezed it in there. I don't think it works. I don't.
All right, we have a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Okay, second?
Second.
Okay, motion, all in favor?
Aye.
Motion adjourned at 8:13, is it coming? Yeah, thank you, Barb.
Yeah, I do.
Thank you, Maureen.
Shelf and so, next month, whatever.